right, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without your senior prank going awry, causing a cow to run away.
Oh, boy.
You're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, we have a lost cow.
We have a lost cow from CBS Chicago.
Niles police says this was all part of a senior prank from students at North by Northridge Prep. They say the students were planning to bring live animals to school this morning, and the cow got loose in the neighborhood. It took several hours to wrangle the cow. It was seen running down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so the cow wound up getting loose. I mean,
but they got him back before he left the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was several blocks away, but yes.
Yeah, it took several hours. That's not good. They were probably late to school, too. Not good.
Well, no. I mean, it was a senior prank, so that was probably what it was intended for.
Mm-hmm.
They were also planning on bringing a pig and multiple chickens to the school.
Fun. It's like farm day at school.
I know.
That's what they could say. It's like, you know what? We thought we needed to have a farm day.
Their senior prank. Now, there was a bystander who saw the cow run by.
I looked and thought, is that a cow running down the street?
I mean, seriously.
We'd all say that.
Yeah.
Literally closed my eyes and opened them again and said, yeah, that's a cow. About 5 seconds after that, I saw a bunch of young men in pursuit running and some of them driving. I yelled out, why is a cow running down the street?
Yeah. So they're like, whoop, oh, well, Bessie got loose. Let's get her.
Oh, my gosh. What a sight to behold.
Yeah. One of those, you know, senior pranks that kind of goes awry. I mean, the whole live animals thing, like, holy, to use a pun, cow. Like, how, what is the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? Did your senior class ever do anything like that?
We didn't do anything. No. We just had, like, a senior skip out day. Where we all just kind of went to lunch off campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, we did have a senior skip day too, yeah.
This is what I want to know, though. Did they steal the cow? Did they have a farm friend who lent them the animal? That's the other part of it. Well, hopefully they didn't steal the cow.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh.
So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without your senior prank going awry, causing a cow to literally run away beyond the lamb for several hours,
gosh.
Then you're doing okay. But what I want to know, what's the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? Let us know. Text us or call 502-795-1997. What's the best senior prank you've ever been involved in or seen done? There was just a story out of Chicago where they had a cow that just got loose.
Because they were trying to bring farm animals.
They were trying to bring farm animals.
And one ran amok in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley texted in and said, I had a physics teacher in high school that gorilla glued a quarter to the floor in the hallway and watched as everyone went by and tried to pick up the quarter.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like that the teacher did it, you know?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of good.
Yes.
Another message from a listener. My cousin's senior class from one school switched with a senior class from a different school.
Oh, whoa.
Each person was assigned another person from the other school to switch with for the day.
Get out. That took some coordination.
It really did.
Wow.
I mean, that's props.
Absolutely.
I like this one. Seniors turned the school into Jurassic Park, and students ran around in those inflatable T-Rex costumes that you love,
fantastic.
Kelly.
Oh, I'd love to see video of that, because T-Rex costumes doing anything is hysterical. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. another message. A few days before graduating, we listed our principal's house for sale by owner on Craigslist.
Oh, no.
Priced at about $75,000 below market value and scheduled an open house on the day and time of our ceremony.
Oh, wow.
I heard a dozen people were in his driveway when he got home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
hey,
my
I'd
gosh.
I'd like to go ahead and offer you, make you an offer right now, sir.
I'm here for that house for sale.
Yeah, right. I've heard of senior classes listing the entire school for sale, like on Craigslist.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But then they know that's not really the case.
And then you've seen videos of this. I got a message. Seniors in the class before me had a coin in their hand as they walked the stage. And as they shook the principal's hand, they would leave the coin in his palm. The principal wasn't able to go anywhere and was forced to awkwardly reach under his gown and put the coins in his pockets. Unfortunately for him, we had a graduating class of about 800 that year.
Oh, he got paid, though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right?
I mean,
he got paid.
Even
he got a tip.
I was going to say, even if it's like a nickel, still, you're earning some money there.
Exactly.
Principal.
That's kind of great. I like that.
And one thing, I like that none of this is like vandalizing, because I think I don't like the whole senior pranks that are vandalism.
No, if they cause damage and stuff, that's not good.
But this one kind of skirts that, but I think it's funny. Some got a message. Some seniors paid a company to move a big boulder in front of the main entrance to the school. So then the school had to pay the same company come and remove it.
That company's like, thank you for your business.
Yeah. Hey, Bob's Boulders. Remember that boulder that you just set down in front of the school? Yeah, we're going to need you to remove that.
Oh, gosh. Wow. But what a picture.
What a picture indeed. Oh, that's some good stuff there. Oh, my gosh. Kelly Notke texted us and said, we put a big concrete cow up against the front door, had to wait for a farmer to come move it, and no one could get in.
Where do you find a concrete cow?
Oh, Kelly, come on. Driving on 65 there in southern Indiana, you look off to the west and you see there's an entire
That must have been pricey, though.
Field of those concrete structures.
I can't imagine that's cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she said, I'm from Western Kentucky, LOL.
Yeah, like that. if you got one, feel free to text it 502-795-1997.